السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'a, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg, and likewise Radio Al Ansar studio in Durban on this beautiful Monday morning, the 23rd of December, 2024, corresponding with the 21st of Jumadul Akhirah, 1446. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له لا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وحبيب ربنا وطبيبنا وطبيب قلوبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك من زانت به الأسر قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من تمسك بسنتي عند فساد أمتي فله أجر مئة شهيد أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت مباركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and afa with afiyat and good health. May Allah ta'ala accept your efforts. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we start a brand new chapter, a new series, and that is Surah Hamim As-Sajdah. Why do they say Hamim As-Sajda? This is chapter number 41, because this is a series of the Hawamim surahs. If you see from chapter number 40 right up to, remember, 46, so all the surahs there, they start with Hamim. So that is seven surahs, all Hamim, Hamim, Hamim. Seven surahs start like that. So therefore, this is known as Surah Hamim As-Sajda, to make a distinction from the other surahs that begin with Surah Hamim, with the word Hamim. Secondly, the second name of it is Surah Fussilat, because the verses are explained directly by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So both names you can use for chapter 41, Surah to Hamim Sajda or Surah Fussilat. So both are acceptable. Next one, you should remember these verses that we're studying today. So what was the Sabab al-Nuzul? What happened that these verses verses were revealed. The Quraysh, the Kuffar, the non-Muslims had an emergency meeting, and they said that the followers of the Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are increasing daily, it seems. So we have to put a stop to it. Allah forbid, that is what they planned. And that was their plotting, planning and scheming. So they chose Afsah al-Nas, the person in their rank and file who was the most eloquent in the Arabic language, and they chose Utbah bin Rabi'ah. And they said, you go to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously, they won't say Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we have to show the respect and honor for the master alayhi wasallam. And tell him, we can't tolerate this. This revelation of yours is causing a revolution, and it is causing fragmentation, disunity in the rank and file of our families and so forth. So what do you want? Do you want leadership? We'll make you our leader. Do you want to get married to the most beautiful lady here in the Arab Peninsula? We will do that as well. If you want money, we will give you millions and so forth. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam rejected, refuted all that and said, you give me the sun in the right hand, the moon in the left hand, I will still not stop doing this da'wat and tabligh and so forth. And then the master alayhi salatu salam read the beginning of the surah Surah Hamim As-Sajda and this beginning of Surah Fussilat. He, Utbah bin Rabi'ah, was hearing attentively. When he came back to his people, he said, he, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not a shair, is not a poet. I'm a master of poetry. He is not a sahir, is not a jadugar, Allah forbid. He is not one involved in witchcraft and sorcery and magic. He's not a kahin, he's not a fortune teller. That he is something else, maybe the prophet. And his people were so upset with Utbah bin Rabi'ah, and they said, looks like he made jadu on you also. We sent you and you went to accept his message, it looks like. So that is why we should understand the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be Al-Mu'jiza Al-Khalida, Al-Mu'jiza Al-Kubra, the greatest and biggest miracle of Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the eternal perpetual miracle of the master alayhi salatu salam. We say barakallahu feekum dumana salim kareem, and we say barakallah to our new engineer there in Durban Ansar Studio, Dawood Mundli, and jazakallahu khairan to our brothers here, Junaid Mutta. So all three of you, jazakumullahu khairan, well done inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So today, the 21st of Jumad al-Akhirah, we will focus on the first four verses. In the name of Almighty Allah, who is very gracious, very merciful, we discussed this many a time in the past. Hameem. The Quran Sharif is a book of guidance. Hudal linnas is mentioned in chapter 2, verse number 185. Then why does Almighty Allah reveal this type of words? وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that no one knows the meaning, interpretation except him. So remember, the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be a challenge to humanity, because it is the greatest miracle of the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam for all times, all places, all circumstances. So the challenge from Almighty Allah to humanity and jinn is, وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. If you, O human being, and jinn, the invisible creation, you have any doubt and skepticism, mimma nazzalna, what we have revealed piecemeal and gradually, ala abadina, on our beloved servant Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved, the most precious to all, Almighty Allah azza wa jalla, in the entire universe. Then what must you do? Fa'atu bi suratin min mithli, so you bring a replica tariqah of one surah, one chapter only, comprising three verses, chapter 2, verse number 23. So this challenge still remains till today and till the day of justice, till the day of judgment. So if you want, I'll assist you. You know the Quran Sharif is in the Arabic language, so these are the Arabic alphabets. Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Yasin, Hamim, Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Sad. So use that and see what you can do. That is the reason and the wisdom. Almighty Allah starts these surahs and chapters with these mystical letters and broken letters, and the meaning remains a mystery only known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, as enshrined in chapter 3, Surah Al Imran, verse number 7. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تَنزِيلٌ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ reading these verses to Udba bin Rabi'ah. Tanzil means to be revealed gradually, piecemeal. From who? Min ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. From the one who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Just now you did Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What is the difference between Rahman and Rahim? Rahman is solely, only, exclusively for him, Almighty Allah. You can't use the word Rahman or ar-Rahman for anybody, any creation. A prefix must be used, Abdul Rahman, Ubaidur Rahman, for my daughter and sister, Amatul Rahman. But the word Rahim, you can use for creation. You say Rahim only for a male, or Rahima for a female. So that is permissible. But remember, Ar-Rahim, that is for all, Mighty Allah Jalla Wala, exclusively. So what is the Quran Sharif? Kitabun Fussilat Ayatuhu. It is a book, and the verses of it are explained in detail. Qur'anan Arabiya. It is a book, a Quran in the Arabic language, because the first audience were the Arabs, and the Arabic language, remember, the Quranic language, still remains today the greatest literature and the greatest Arabic for all times, all places. You study English and see archaic English, Shakespearean English, today's English. Everything has evolved and so forth, and likewise with other languages. لِقَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ. For people, remember, who have the knowledge, then they will be the ones who will imbibe and acquire and attain the greatest benefit, who want to attain that knowledge. Surah 20, Surah Taha, verse number 114, is the only place in the Quran that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded to ask for something more and more and more. Rabbi Zidni Ilma, chapter 20, verse 114. Oh, beloved Allah, increase me in knowledge. Knowledge of the Quran Sharif, knowledge of the Sunnah Mubarakah, knowledge of Al-Fiqhul Islami, the Masla Masail, the Fatawa, and jurisprudence. These are the three greatest sciences and discipline a Muslim can learn and acquire. Then comes everything else. Bashir وَنَذِيرَ. This Quran Sharif is Bashir and Nazir. Those who accept it and embrace it, then there's glad tidings for them. Those who reject it and reject the messenger, Allah forbid, then it is a warner for them. But warner with love, remember that. فَعَارَضَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. Today also, 8 billion plus people on this earth, hence majority of them, they turn away from it. For whom la yasma'un, they're not even prepared to listen to it. They said it's outdated, it's orthodox, and you Muslims, you see the mass media, the Zionist apartheid media has made it such that the Muslims and Islam are terrorists, whilst they are the biggest terrorists and haramis, and state terrorism is their forte and unique feature and characteristic with the American regime. So that is what they practice every day, everywhere. So that is what you find. So they are the state terrorists, the biggest terrorists, and then they use the Muslims as a bogeyman and Islamophobia and so forth. But it is boomeranging on them. People are witnessing the Hasbara. That's the word the Jutlas use for their propaganda and so forth and so on. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 21st of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. Gaza genocide, day number today, Monday, 444. So that's very easy for you to remember, 444. And day in Russia, the invasion with Ukraine, day number today, 1033. So imagine 1033. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. O esteemed listener of Radio Al Ansar and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. 5 Jutlas killed, dispatched straight to Jahannam, roasted, toasted. 7 of them injured. Alhamdulillah. We're very happy about that. Whether it's a Jew, whether it's a Zionist, whether it's an American, British, or Indian fighting there in occupied Palestine, in Gaza, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Alhamdulillah. The world is ignoring us in Gaza and our hospitals and medical fraternity. Every day Israel is attacking the hospital and the world remains silent. Where is your humanity? Where is your human rights? Where are your resolutions and so forth? This is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Hitler was right to a great extent, remember that, and the world is witnessing first time in real time the genocide unfolding there. So BB does not want to hoster the hostages free because he knows there'll be elections, he will lose and he will end up in prison and jail. Listen to, you must remember that what the Haaretz newspaper writes. This is in their editorial. Israel is losing its humanity in Gaza. I repeat, Haaretz newspaper, the editorial yesterday wrote, Israel losing its humanity in Gaza. How true that is. Friendly fire in the Red Sea. The Americans shot one plane of theirs and the plane destroyed and the 2 pilots ejected and so forth. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed. Among themselves, they are fighting and so forth. So may Almighty Allah destroy the American regime and the Israeli regime and the Arab tenpot book dictators, the tenpot dictators and bootlickers of the Americans and the Israelis. So remember that no celebrations in Bethlehem this year, Beitul Lahmin. So remember the place where Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak took place, as mentioned in Sahih Muslim. So there will be no lights, there will be no candles, there will be no celebrations and so forth. So the Christians, are you fools or what? The Jews are your enemies. They destroyed your churches. They destroyed your everything. And they don't allow you to celebrate your Christmas, which is cooked up in a fabrication. But that also, they will not allow you. They are the biggest haramis and terrorists. Remember that. 5 billion ren, a worth of $5 billion, not ren, $5 billion worth of arms to be going to Egypt from America and others. Why? Because you're the good boy, Sisi. You are the Pharaoh. You must keep these Muslims and these Ikhwan-e-Muslimin, the Muslim Brotherhood, under control. You kill them and you imprison them. Very good. You keep on doing our dirty work. And he will become just like the Pharaoh unless he repents. At the moment, he, MBS, MBZ, all of them, bunch of Murtads and Khain and Khawa and Khawaneen. They are the terrorists and the traitors to Islam and out of the fall of Islam. Saudis gave a warning to the German government regarding that person who killed 5 people in Germany. Germany did not pay heed to the warning of Saudis and now they're paying the price. So internal strife there in Germany. Pakistan jails 25 supporters of Imran Khan from 1 year, 2 years to 10 years and so forth. So So that is a witch hunt, you must remember that. Pakistan, the day they were born in 47, right till now, is run by the army. If you don't understand that, you don't even understand the rudiments of Pakistan politics, remember that. Slovenia says Israel must be expelled and kicked out from the Eurovision 2025. Anywhere we say they must be kicked out, very good. From FIFA, they should be expelled. From United Nations, they should be expelled, the haramis. Slovakia, the Prime Minister visits Putin in Moscow, and remember, they're discussing bilateral talks. Nice word. Kuwait and India to elevate bilateral ties. So these Arabs are fools and idiots, you know that. Don't they see how many masajid and mosques they have demolished? Don't they see how many Muslims they have imprisoned? How many of them are raped and so forth? But they're only interested in money, and that's why they accommodate all the nonsense of India and so forth and so on. If these Gulf states, Arab states, had some guts and iman first and foremost, they would tell the Hindus, you pack up and go, till you treat Muslims better there in India. Then see what will happen. But they're hopeless, useless leaders. Netanyahu will be arrested in Poland if he goes there for the Auschwitz and so forth and so on. So he's not going. Only Saar will go. One harami will go. So they're shaking in their boots. Trump, the madcap. You know, there were two caps, handicap and madcap. So Trump is the madcap. He says he will take over the Panama Canal. So he feels he can just do what he feels like, you know, the tinpot dictator. He told Europe, if you don't buy gas and oil and that from us, there'll be tariffs all the way. And he's telling them, if our American ships are passing through that Panama Canal and you charge us exorbitant amounts, I'll take the whole canal over. Go to a hell, man, Trump. You're going to destroy America. That is the system of Almighty Allah. Gas tanker explodes in Jaipur in India. 14 people dead in India. Majority will be Hindus, I suppose. So remember, we don't say inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. Earth tremor took place in Northern Cape. You know where's Northern Cape? Where there's Kimberley and Waddington and all these places. Even there's Uppington, remember that. So all that falls under Northern Cape and so forth. The accidents are increasing already. Head-on collisions, drunken driving, and, you know, reckless driving. So therefore, Gar Bega Tivanu, that's the Mammon saying, rather stay in your house, you will be safe and sound, than going here and there and putting your life at risk, remember that. So that is the best thing advice we'll give you. The REF, Road Accident Fund, says they will not compensate people who deliberately injure themselves. They throw themselves in front of the moving vehicles and then they want to claim from the Road Accident Fund and so forth. So that is what South Africa has become. People from top to bottom, crooks. This is crookery, obviously. Look at this one here. You know, last night I was reading the Citizen newspaper just to get an understanding what's happening in South Africa. So the Sundowns Football Club, so they have the men's club and they have the women's club, Sundowns. So the Sundowns, they have suspended the manager of the ladies club, you understand, not the manager, the coach of the ladies club. So they, why? Because of sexual, you must remember, misconduct. The words they use, remember, are euphemisms. So you have a male, he's the coach, and you have female players, and he wants to get busy with them. He's telling them they must score goals against the opponents, but he wants to score goals with them. You see that? So that is why everything of the West, everything of the Kufar culture is a total, you must remember, disaster, remember that. You remember in tennis, there was that Bob Hewitt, and he was busy, he was a coach, and the young girls, and he was busy with them. Could study their lives. lives, and you will just find haram, 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 what we call wine, dine, and swine, and so forth. So these are people, you should castrate them, you should make one, two of them a sample, example, and dance al-Allah's rehwa, dance al-Di Papa dance, then this nation will come right. But the laws are in favor of them, that you speak of your so-called human rights, and so forth, and so on. Today's program, inshallah, so 8:30 to 9, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub, myself, the interview will focus on Christmas, on Xmas, and so forth. What does Islam say? What does Christianity say? What do the politicians say? And so forth. 1 to 2, the tafsir of the Noble Quran, inshallah. And we continue with Surah An'am. And then the report back, wonderful trip we had to Pumalanga, there in Trichardt, and then Witbank, and then Middleburg. So we'll discuss all that today, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, between 2 and 2:30. Then tonight, between 8 and 10, inshallah, will be the Q&A live, inshallah, with Afiz Wadi, and that will be on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Remember, you Muslims, I'm addressing you Muslims, whether you're a businessman, whatever you are, to promote Christmas celebrations, sale, all that, a Christmas special, all that is haram and does not behove us as Muslims. Do you know the repercussions and the consequences? You think it is just a Christmas special. You are endorsing the Christian belief. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, naqal kufr, kufr nabashid, that Allah Ta'ala has a son, and the only son is Jesus, peace be upon him. So that is what you are saying, directly or indirectly. So there are serious, serious implications and consequences. So remember, we are Muslims, always first and last. So we must send the Islamic message, not the message of kufr and blasphemy. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us all. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Mawsaleem, we have 21 minutes, inshallah, for the live Q&A. So let's fire up, inshallah, Aziz. Barakallahu fik.
Mufti Sahib, what is the translation for Baytul Lahab, Bethlehem?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Nami, Ismigrami is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. Isa alayhi salatu salam means fair in complexion. His Honorable Mother Maryam, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, she is the only lady whose name is mentioned explicitly in the Noble Quran 34 times, Surah 19, dedicated to this great lady. And remember that Maryam means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah, and she has two great titles which we accept: Azra, that is virgin, and Batul, the one who moved away from a toxic society to a pure place. So Quran Sharif states she went away Makanan Sharqiya, to the eastern side. So from Jerusalem she went away, and then finally she landed up in Baytul Lahmin, Bethlehem, the land of meat, and there she gave birth to Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, miraculously. And she was so worried, what will people say? And his authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif that she gave birth to him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, in Bethlehem. We visited it, you should visit it as well, not Christmas time, other times, and so forth. So in that way you go and visit their masajid there, their mosque there, their churches there, and so forth and so on. So see the miracle of the Quran. Chapter 19, Surah Maryam, which comprises 98 verses, Allah Jalla Wala consoles and pacifies her. That Allah tahzani qad jala rabbuki tahtaki sariya. O Sayyida Maryam, O Mary the Virgin, don't be sad. Allah has made divine arrangements for you. See the water beneath you, around you, surrounding you, so that will be your water to quench your thirst. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. Just tap the tree and shake the tree, the fresh dates will fall on you. Therefore it is rejected to say Jesus Milad Mubarak, honorable birth took place on 25th December, absolute lie, propaganda, concoction and fabrication. He was born and his Milad Mubarak took place in summer months for the fresh dates, and go look at Luke, L-U-K-E, and in chapter 2 of the Bible of Luke, verses 7, 8, and 9, the incident is mentioned, that the shepherds were moving around with their flocks and so forth and so on. So that happens in summer, not in winter. And remember, we Muslims unanimously, there's consensus on this, that he, Jesus, peace be upon him, was born miraculously. The Christians, their Bible also mentions it in chapter 2 of, remember, Luke, L-U-K-E, verse number 7, that he, Joseph the carpenter, came and slept with Mary and so forth. We reject all that. The story of Yusuf Najjar, of Joseph the carpenter. So we need to juxtapose and draw a comparison with what the Quran Sharif is teaching us and what the corrupted Bible is teaching us. And remember, in 1647, the Puritan Parliament of England banned Christmas celebration for 13 years. They banned it. And in Scotland, it was banned for 400 years. They said it is a pagan custom, wine, dine, and swine, and there's so much promiscuity. This is how many centuries ago. And you see today, so all this what is done is desecrating the honorable name of Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. Therefore, for you Muslims, just to go check the lights, just to go look at the Christmas tree, bring one Christmas tree and start selling it, all haram A to Z. It has no place in a Muslim's life.
Mufti Saab, will it be okay for me to take my own Quran for Umrah?
When you go to the Haramain Sharifain and you look at the last page, you will see that وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّاتِ Usman Taha. He hails from Aleppo, Halab. He's 90 years old now, plus minus. The greatest calligrapher of the Arabic language, still living in Medina Munawwara. Alhamdulillah, I met him twice. First time he wrote my name, second time my wife's name. He, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, our teacher, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, our teacher, they are Rahimahullah, they have passed away. That Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda passed away in Riyadh, in Saudi Arabia, but then they decided to bury him in Medina Munawwara. His entire life he spent in the khidmat and writing, serving Hadith Sharif. So it will be an honor for him to be buried in Baqi, right next to the master Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Mufassir Quran, and that is Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni. All three of them from Halab, Aleppo. Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni buried in Istanbul. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda buried there in Medina Munawwara. And he, Sheikh, remember that Ahmadis thing, remember Taha. So Taha Usman Taha. Taha was, so he, you must remember that he is who? The greatest calligrapher. He's still alive, but he hails from there. So our people are not used to that. Be Rasmil Usmani. They like what is written, the Pakistani style, Indian style. So therefore, you want to take your Miasfam Quran word, the 13th line and so forth. It's fine. It's no problem. But two, three things you should remember. Don't put in your main luggage. That will be showing disrespect to the noble Quran. So take it with your hand luggage. So that's number one. Number two, don't leave it inside the Haram Sharif. People are naive, simple. They take some Qurans and then they leave it there. So then there's workers and Khadim and Khuddam. Any Quran you leave there, and it's not that Usman Taha's were print, you must remember the one he wrote, they confiscated and take it away. So that is how Allah accepted him. Millions of copies are given free of charge to the Hujjaj and pilgrims and so forth. So I said with him, I discussed with him, I asked him how long it takes you to write one Quran Sharif, not type in computer with his hands Mubarak. He said 3 years. When I met him, 7 Quran Sharif he had written already. Now it's 10. So imagine more than 30 years plus minus he spent just writing the Quran Sharif. Therefore, I refuse to sit on his sofa and said, Sheikh, take out your hand, Ya Ustad Usman Hussein Taha. That's his full name. Usman Hussein Taha. So nevertheless, but they write Usman Taha. So he then took out his hand, I kissed it, and then only I said, so these are the giants or and the Saudi regime, only now the past 5-6 years they gave him passport and so forth. Bunch of idiots and morons they are. So for this all these haram people who come and play soccer, cricket, whatever, and if they're very famous, they will offer them a nationality. But the greatest calligrapher, now he's 85-90 years old, in his old age only they gave him passport and nationality of Saudi and so forth, because he's from Halab and Aleppo and Syria.
Of Kisab, can a female change her ihram clothes to something for comfortable before making intention and saying labbaik?
Remember, you, my sister, before you make your intention, you change your clothes, you change your underwear, you use soap, you use shampoo, when you're taking a bath, all that permissible. And after you made intention, and now you're saying labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, and now you are in the state of consecration, in the state of ihram, and now you reach Makkah, it's so humid there. Yesterday, the Saudi newspapers announced that there's 89 days of winter started on Saturday, remember that. But there's no winter in Makkah, remember. Yes, in Medina Munawwara, Fajr time and sometime evening time, you will feel the winter. So they got 3 months of winter now, and it started on Saturday, according to the Saudi newspapers and press and so forth. So nevertheless, so now you're feeling humid and you want to change your clothes. So you take a shower, but no soap, no shampoo, no lotion. You want to change your clothes, your underwear, before you go and perform the Umrah, all permissible. For us, the men, you want to change your ihram, or Hajj time, you're going to sleep with your ihram. So I used to remove the ihram, but first wear my lungi and then sleep with the lungi, like how I sleep here. You must remember, lungi very nice, you know, Maulana Salim. So the air comes in from all directions, upar se bhi or niche se bhi, you must remember that. So it's very good, you must remember, top and bottom the wind comes in, you must remember that. Very nice it is, very comfortable, so that you get used to it. Wear lungi, the sarong, you men, and then you will be able to fasten the ihram haram nicely and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, I need to know, when is the start and cut-off time for tahajjud namaz?
Tahajjud salat starts after your Isha. Yesterday I read, last night, Isha salat here in the Sufi masjid. Sufi masjid was established by Chota Panjbhai Rahimahullah in 1976. Now we're coming here to 2025 next week. So already 50 years Islamically plus minus, remember that. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So mashallah, his good sons and his pious sons are running the show now and so forth. So in a case like that, when you read your Isha Salat, so you read your first day, after you read your Sunnat al-Muqadda, 2 rakats, then before reading your Witr, read 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 6, 8 rakats, and then read your Witr, Ij'alu akhira salatikum bil-layli witra. Make your last salat at night, the witr salat, the 3 rakats. Authentic hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif. So your tahajjud salat already starts after Isha. When is the cut off time? Today, because I was traveling there, Pumalanga. So I checked on my calendar. You must remember that today the cut off year by us was 3:43. So 3:43, yeah, in Johannesburg, Lanesia, and so forth. So let's say 3:40 or so cut off, just to make it easy for you. 22:04 and so forth. Obviously, in Durban, it'll be much earlier. 3:25 or so, 3:30. I'm just giving you times at random. So you should check up your perpetual time calendar and, you know, calendar, inshallah. So you have the whole night to read the tahajjud. You sleep and you wake up, you'll receive the optimum maximum reward. Tahajjud means you were sleeping, then tarkun naum, you leave your sleeping for a greater cause. Ya Allah, I'm enjoying my sleep, But I enjoy it even more when I read my tahajjud and I speak to you in the darkness of the night. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ مُصْطَفَى حَبِيبُنَا رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم said authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, the Rawi, the reporter is Abdullah bin Salam, and every advice ends with the meme. Abdullah bin Salam. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell him? Afshu salam, make salam common amongst you. Wa at'imu ta'am, and feed the people, give them food, the poor and the needy, destitute. Wasilul arham, and join the family ties. Wasallu billayli wan nasu niyam, read in the darkness of the night while the people are sleeping, but you enjoy your tahajjud, you enjoy your love and communication with Almighty Allah in the darkness of the night. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامُ يَا عَبْدَاللَّهِ بِنْ سَلَامُ. So then you will enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, O Abdullah bin Salam, who was a rabbi and embraced Islam, became Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why it is so important. Daily read two rakas also. Allah Jalla Wala will include our name in those people, male and female, if you just read two rakat salat tahajjud. Ibn Majah's hadith, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, those people who remember Almighty Allah abundantly and profusely.
Mufti Sahib, please advise on numerous piercings on top of the ears. Is this permissible? And the second question, is it permissible to pierce any other part of the body, the belly button and elsewhere?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the Noble Quran, where Almighty Allah speaks about the expulsion of Iblis, Satan, Lucifer, his arrogance, his defiance, his jealousy, envy and pride caused his downfall. From hero he became zero, and then he realized what a mess he made, so he started taking various oaths. So one oath he took was, وَلَا أَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. He said, I will command them, I will command this human being, and they will change the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter number 4, verse number 119. And he said, they will continuously keep on changing the creation of Allah. You were born Eve, suddenly transgender, and you became Steve. You were born Steve, transgender, and they became Eve. All haram, all this. So now you want to put, mashallah, 1 year, you must remember that opening for your earrings and so forth. At the bottom, say, no, we must put it on top now, you see? So that is haram. You're imitating the Western culture. You're suffering from the inferiority complex. You want to imitate and mimic the kafirat, the non-Muslim ladies, the actresses and prostitutes and so forth, and the beauty queens. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Mustad Ahmad, man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum, whoever imitates a people and a nation becomes part and parcel of them, absolutely haram. Then you want to make other openings and crevices in other parts of the body, imitating, you watching too many movies, you were reading too much about the kafirat and the non-Muslims, so belly button, this button, all haram it is. A Muslim that suffers from that inferiority complex, then you want to say and believe in the inner recesses of your heart, white is right and the West is the best. We reject that notion and say Islam is the best and therefore we will share it with the rest. That is what Islam teaches us.
Mufti Sahib, there's some confusion regarding making masah of the neck. When we make wudu, is it also a sunnah to make masa of the neck?
Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, our Honorable Ustad in Fatawa Darul Uloom Zakaria, has a wonderful discussion on that. Alal Madahib al Arba'a, according to the four schools, the Hanafi say is Mustahab Sunnah, the Malikis and them say is Bid'ah and so forth, others say it is permissible and so forth and so on. So yes, the Khuruj Anil Khilaf, the best thing will be to come out from all the difference. You say Mustahab, good to do it, desirable, but don't say it is sunnah muakkada and an insisted sunnah. Most to most you will say it is sunnah or mustahab, but Imam Malik rahimahullah says it is bid'ah and not permissible. So therefore Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah wrote a wonderful book on this year, Raf'ul Malam an A'immatil A'alam. Excellent book for every alim scholar to get. Raf'ul Malam an A'immatil A'lam. There is no blame on these giants, jurists and scholars and so forth. Everywhere where there is difference opinion, he would write La'alla al-hadith lam yablughu. Maybe the hadith did not reach him at that time, and therefore he went and drew up that conclusion and that verdict of his. Hence there is no blame on them. So that is the khulasa and the summary of it. I gave you the reference for the details.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to make Nafil Umrah on behalf of one's deceased parents?
You brothers, sisters, children who are in Makkah Mukarrama, Kasratul Tawaf is afdal and better than Kasratul Umrah. Make more and more Tawaf. It's the only place in the world you can make Tawaf go round and round. The non-Muslims ask me, why you Muslims go around the cube? You know, they see on TV, they call the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, the cube. So why you all go round and round? So I ask them, why you place your clothing in the washing machine and it goes round and round and round and comes out pure and clean? So we the Muslims, the most sober people on the face of the earth, we go round around the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafah. Why? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us hadith in Tirmidhi, man tafa bil bayti khamsina marra, whosoever performs 50 tawaf. One tawaf comprises 7 circuits, 7 rounds. So 350 times you went round the Baytullah. Kharaja min dhunubihi kayyomin waladatu ummuhu. You come out so pure and cleansed from your vices and sins, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. Yesterday, a person sent me a WhatsApp. He said, Mufti, I just finished my 50th tawaf. I said, Alhamdulillah, that is what we want, to motivate and inspire the Ummah. Instead of visiting the mall and the pool and all that nonsense, who spend your time in the Haramain Sharifain and spend it quality time. And even if you made 1 tawaf, 2 tawaf, great reward. Quran Sharif states, Wal yattawafu bil baytil atiq. So remember, if you made Nafil Tawaf, Nafil Umrah, all that, you want to transfer the reward to the people who passed away, to the people who alive, the people yet to come till the day of justice, provided they have Iman and Islam and they died on that, totally permissible, no problem with that. Last question, Molana.
Can a woman enter the Rawdah Mubarak whilst menstruating?
Sisters, remember, you are in your haiz, you are in your menses. It's haram for you to enter any masjid, let alone Masjidul Haram, Makkah Mukarrama, Masjidul Nabawi, Masjidul Aqsa. Totally, absolutely haram. Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha made intention for Umrah. Just before entering Makkah, her napaki, her haiz, her menses started. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her to wait, and then she left it Umrah niyat and performed the Hajj, and on the night of the 14th she made qaza of that Umrah. So you ladies, mothers, sisters, must know, absolutely totally haram for you to come and go enter any masjid in the world whilst you are in your menses. It's a kabira, a major sin upon you. Allah protect us all. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.